Welcome to today's devotion on life this side of heaven. The Word of God from John chapter 20, verses 19 to 20. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. I don't know about you, but I don't like showing off my scars. I have a few of them, and I gain nearly all of them from doing something I regret. I have a small scar on my leg. It reminds me that I should have put on shin guards before playing hockey with my friends. I have a small scar on my hands. I neglected to put on a pair of work gloves in shop class years ago. I've got some more, but you get the idea. However, it's not just me. One of my childhood friends had one on his head that could be seen whenever we went swimming. It was a real source of embarrassment for him. It's a lifelong reminder that he shouldn't have been running around the pool when he was a boy. You may also have one or two of these souvenirs from less than spectacular moments in your past. They're all a part of life in this fallen world. However, there's also real joy in knowing that one day when Christ raises our bodies on the last day, these reminders of our broken past will no longer be present. It will be the same body we have now, but raised and glorified, whole and perfect, the way God intended it from the beginning. But now, here's something curious. On the day that Jesus rose, the very next thing he did after announcing peace was to show the disciples his hands and side. His hands, through which the nails had been driven, the side into which the soldier thrust his spear to ensure that he was dead. So why would Jesus hang on to these reminders of the painful sacrifice that he endured? Wouldn't the disciples have been satisfied simply seeing the beauty of his face? Wouldn't seeing these wounds be a painful reminder instead of a joyful assurance? As you think about that, consider this. About 4 or 5 centuries ago in Japan, a technique emerged for repairing broken ceramics. This included items such as pitchers, bowls, and plates. Artisans began using lacquer mixed with powdered gold or silver or platinum to mend the shattered pieces together. It became known as kintsugi. It means golden seams. Instead of trying to hide the mended places, they actually draw attention to it. In fact, the restored piece is then celebrated as even more lavish and beautiful than before. Your scars and mine serve as a painful reminder of the shattered world of sin in which we live. However, Jesus' scars serve as a glorious reminder of his triumph over our sin and suffering. Instead of discarding us broken sinners in death, our Savior's resurrection is the assurance that he shall also raise you and me to eternal life. Seeing Jesus alive on the evening of that first Easter must have seemed too good to be true. After all, the last time he saw them, he was being arrested, and they were running in fear as fast as their feet could carry them. Now, here was Jesus assuring them of the forgiveness he accomplished for them by his crucifixion, and announcing to them, not wrath and anger, but peace, wonderful peace. And while they must have still been astonished at this announcement of grace, he showed them his scars from the very suffering and death by which he sealed our salvation on the cross. He drew their attention to his wounds so that they would have no doubt it was really him, and that he had truly risen from the grave, and that he had paid for each and every one of their sins and brought them full forgiveness. If you notice, the disciples didn't wince to see his scars. Instead, we hear, the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. In Isaiah, God told the prophet, "By his wounds we are healed." Through faith, you can be sure that God no longer sees you as a broken sinner. By his wounds, you are healed. Like the disciples, you too have peace with God and forgiveness. God sees you right now, this day, as his restored, redeemed, and precious child. Let us pray. Risen Savior, thank you that you bear in your body the marks of victory by which you secured my salvation. Now I too shall look upon you with joy at the resurrection. Amen. Thank you for joining us. If you are listening to us by podcast or on Alexa, we invite you to browse the resources that are available on our site at lifethissideofheaven.org. God bless you and have a great day.